Here in Virginia, car title lenders offer loans at more than 200% interest and often trap people in a cycle of debt. In the last 4 years, the number of cars that have been repossessed has increased 144%, and the number of people missing monthly payments has increased 273%. So what's the best way for government to respond? One approach would be to limit the monthly installments to 5% of a person's monthly income.
Looking at somebody's income alone is not enough to determine whether or not an additional loan payment would be affordable.
That's Diane Standard, the Center for Responsible Lending. Earlier this year, she and others were pressing the newly created Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to abandon the idea that limiting installment payments to 5% of a person's monthly income was a good idea.
The CFPB's own data found that loans under that threshold still had incredibly high default rates, ranging between 28 and 40% default.
She eventually won that argument, and the Bureau backed down. Instead, it adopted a new underwriting standard, which forced lenders to prove borrowers can pay back loans before they're issued. Standard says that's a far better idea than the 5% rule.
Having a product fail one out of three times is not a suitable safety standard for electronics or cars or appliances, and it's not suitable for high-cost loans either.
Not so fast, say supporters of the 5% rule. They would like to see the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau reinstate that part of the rule when the final version is implemented next year. They say proving an individual can pay back a loan won't work and may even be counterproductive.
The underwriting requirements will prevent banks and credit unions from entering the market.
That's Alex Horowitz at the Pew Charitable Trusts.
In order to enter the market, they need to use clear, straightforward standards that allow for low-cost origination, and that would enable them to make loans that cost 6 to 8 times less than payday loans today.
He says limiting the monthly installments on car title loans and payday loans to 5% of a person's monthly income will force lenders to provide affordable loans.
Under a 5% standard, banks and credit unions could enter the small loan market at scale and provide small loans at prices 6 to 8 times lower than payday lenders.
Jay Spear at the Virginia Poverty Law Center says he thinks the 5% rule is probably a better idea than the underwriting rule.
I kind of like that idea. Some other people don't, but I kind of like that idea because it does set sort of a bright line rule. It's easier to follow and also easier to enforce.
But Tom Miller at George Mason University's Conservative Mercatus Center says he's not sure a rule is even needed at all.
The borrowers have had a history of not being able to pay loans back, and having a legal, regulated source of loans is certainly preferred to not having that source of loan.
For now, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is still taking comments on the underwriting rule, the 5% rule, and even the need for a rule at all. That comment period will end in the next few months, and then the Bureau is expected to issue a final rule next year. I'm Michael Pope.